Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Merced. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Justice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Colon, and towards Bell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Merced hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fryman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton bunts towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Coomer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1. And the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Merced scoops it up and throws to first, with Hawkins covering, for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. 1 out. Orlando Merced batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merced is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into left field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, The Indians won, and the Twins won. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merced is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Justice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Greg Swindell now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Paul Assenmacher now pitching. Alex Ochoa pinch hits for Orlando Merced. Alex Ochoa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Jose Mesa now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Molitor scores. There goes Ochoa trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-2, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Denny Hocking now playing third base. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Shawn Dunston pinch runs for Manny Ramirez. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.